Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 through 31. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 40. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. Who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might. And because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. To whom, then, will you compare your God? Who or what do you know? What idols do you have hidden in your heart that can come even close to him? Which of your idols can even touch his foolishness? Will you compare him to the vast technological advances of this age that we have made? We can see and measure the stars, but still we cannot advise him on how best to put them in their place. Will you compare him to advances in modern medicine? Did we not create in record time a life-saving vaccine? Will you compare your God to such trifles? Will you measure him against such foolishness? Who of you have measured the waters of the heavens in the hollow of your hand? Which of your idols can mete out judgment against God? The old physical idols of those who came before us merely manifested the idolatry of the heart. Our modern idols are not much different. The old idol was made of solid wood at its heart and then overlaid in gold and then held in place with chains. But at its heart, it is that thing to which we turn for security and safety, that which we, as you all know, fear, love, and trust in above all things. There are many of them we could choose from to look at. Maybe it's the perceived security of being an American, for example. We make an idol of that in our heart, wrap it in American pride, and hold it in place with the silver chains of capitalism or whatever economic system you might prefer. And voila, there you have it, an idol. This is just one. There are, of course, many. And our Lord asks you this day, to which of these will you compare me, that I should be like him? Thus says the Holy One. Search your heart and see, which of them would you like your God to be like? But nothing in here, nothing out there, nothing compares with the Holy One, the Most Holy One, who though he created all things and still sustains all things, stands far above all things. And so he says, lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these stars, O man? Who created the heavenly angels who guard your way and protect your footsteps, who wage vicious war on an unseen battlefield? Is it you and your wisdom? Is it your idols and their pathetic worthlessness that need even silver chains to hold them in place? No, indeed, it is your God who made these things, the Most Holy One, who brings out the entire heavenly host, stars and angels and even saints by name, and does not lose a single one. What comfort there. He does not lose a single one. Not even you. Because he is strong in power to save, and because he has chosen you from the foundation of the world, you are his. Nothing can snatch you out of his hand. And so he calls you also, even as he calls the heavenly angels, by name. What comfort! What comfort! Why then do you say, O Jacob? Why then do you, O Church of Christ? And why do you speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right, my justice, is disregarded by my God. Why do you complain that God is not watching your path? At the moment of slightest resistance, at the most minor pain, at the slightest provocation against your right to self-determination, or whatever it might be, you speak against God. Why? Why do you ask, where are you, O God? Or maybe you think it's time to take matters into your own hands, since he seems less than aware of what's going on. What else are you saying when you take matters into your own hands than that God isn't giving you your justice? Have you not known? Have you not heard? Not one is missing, he declares. He calls them all by name, even you. And what is more, while you and your idols measure time by years and months and weeks and days and hours and minutes and seconds, he is the one who is without time. The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He never wearies of the days and the times. You take one look at your list of tasks in the morning and already you are weary, but he does not grow weary or faint. It is the burden of the wise to become weary. For in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. But not with your Lord, whose understanding is beyond understanding, whose wisdom is unsearchable by you or anything else to which you might try and compare him. And it was in that wisdom, in his vast plan, to become a youth himself, to bear himself the flesh you bear, to, for a moment in time, a moment measured in years and months and weeks and days and hours, minutes and seconds, to hide his divine creating nature for a time, to become a youth who became weary, a youth who became exhausted, even to the point of death upon a cross, to be tempted by doubt, the doubt that drives men like you and me to say, my way is hidden, my justice is disregarded by my God. Of all of us, he is the only one who had the right to make such claim. My right is disregarded by my God, but he does not. He waited on the Lord. He suffered what was given him to suffer, and took the full outpouring of our Lord's wrath for Jerusalem and her sins, and even yours. And so now he speaks tenderly to you who now suffer with him under the cross. He speaks tenderly to you, come, receive my comfort. Wait for the Lord, and he shall renew your strength. You will indeed mount up with wings like eagles, because you shall ascend to heaven where he is. And there you shall run and never be weary. You shall walk with the Lord, and therefore you will never faint. Why? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? Your risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he calls you by name. And not one is missing. In the name of Jesus, amen.